With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A new survey of business leaders suggests the economy continues to recover in 9 Midwest and Plains states, but businesses are still cutting jobs amid the ongoing impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the economy remains weaker than before the virus outbreak began. The overall index for the region improved to 57.4 in July from June's 50.3. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below that indicates decline. The monthly survey covers South Dakota and 8 other states. The Cheyenne River Housing Authority is receiving just over $1 million for the construction of rental units on the reservation. This is to address overcrowding and homelessness during the COVID-19 pandemic. The funds are being given by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development as part of the CARES Act. Sharon Vogel is the executive director of the Cheyenne River Housing Authority. She says while the pandemic has increased the need for rental units, overcrowding is an issue that the reservation will continue to face after the coronavirus threat dies down.
Each year, we have a Indian housing plan, and we identify projects that, you know, we are going to apply for, and a lot of them are competitive, so, you know, we have to compete with other applicants. And so there's not always a guarantee that your project is going to get funded. But for this one, we're very fortunate that we were funded.
Vogel says new housing projects are able to provide a boost to the economy of the reservation. Top South Dakota Republican lawmaker Chris Langer is dropping out of her campaign for re-election. Langer was the Senate Majority Leader and worked closely with Governor Kristi Noem. She had received a formal rebuke from fellow senators after she was found to be intoxicated during the final hours of the legislative session in March. Langer says she's looking forward to spending more time with her family. Two independent candidates are running for the Senate seat occupied by Langer. The South Dakota GOP has until August 11th to name a candidate to replace Langer. The National Weather Service has canceled the final flood warning for the James River in southeastern South Dakota. This marks the end of a long period of flooding in the region that began last spring. The James River spans 710 miles long, beginning in North Dakota and fully cutting through eastern South Dakota. Most of the river remained flooded from March 2019 to the beginning of this August. Meteorologist Travis Tarver says flooding on the river was first triggered by heavy rain and snowmelt from a bomb cyclone in the plains.
It's basically just like a really strong area of low pressure, a strong storm with widespread precipitation across the region. So that certainly kept those flood levels in an elevated state.
Tarver says water from the James River was aggravated by this year's snowmelt and spring rains. There was a brief period of no flood statements in the southeast during the week of February 20th this year. However, the river near Mitchell started flooding again the week after. The National Weather Service continues to issue flood warnings for the James River at Columbia and near Stratford in the northeast.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.